WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. On the 50th anniversary of the United States entering the Vietnam War, more than 1,000 attended the dedication of the newest member of the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial. The memorial depicts three soldiers preparing to jump out of a Texas-built Huey helicopter. The vice president of the memorial's board of directors, Fane McDougal, who served two tours in Vietnam, says one of the three is local VFW commander John Velasquez.
He represents the very best of those hundreds of scared, brave young men who took their first step into the Vietnam War from the skid of a Huey helicopter.
Hesselbein says the American death toll, Vietnam Helicopter Pilots Association, Bob Hesselbein. He says the American death toll in Vietnam included 5,000 pilots and crew members and more than 20,000 infantrymen associated with airborne duty. Bryan police report two men were killed in separate one-vehicle crashes on Saturday. 23-year-old German Rodarte died Saturday morning while riding in a car that left the road, struck a tree, then a pipe fence. This was on Hilton Road, which is off Sandy Point Road, west of Highway 21. Saturday night, 42-year-old Anthony Miller was killed after the vehicle he was driving went off North Texas Avenue near Old Hearn Road. Topics on today's Bryan School Board workshop agenda include a report on what is being done about recruiting, hiring, and retaining minority teachers and administrators. The report was already planned when the board heard concerns 2 weeks ago from longtime Bryan pastor W.C. Green.
1978, I came back from California to live in this city. I spoke with Dr. Gordon, I spoke with Dr. Ashburn, Dr. Cargill, and I spoke with Dr. Wallace concerning the disparities.
Today's workshop starts at noon at the Bryan ISD central office. Federal regulators have issued penalties following the death of a construction worker at Kyle Field last December. A skid steer operator fell more than 70 feet to his death when the overloaded implement tipped over a fourth floor ramp wall at Kyle Field. OSHA announced two subcontractors committed five violations, two of them willful, and issued fines totaling more than $130,000. Linda Mood Demolition of Irving and Texas Cutting and Coring of Round Rock have 15 days to appeal. OSHA's area director in Austin says they failed to provide employees with safe demolition procedures despite concerns from workers. The Texas Transportation Commission has awarded a contract to replace three bridges on Highway 105 west of Navasota. Construction is slated to start this fall and be completed in the winter of 2016. The more than $24 million project includes new bridges over the Brazos and Navasota Rivers and Coles Creek. The business of local hotels and motels continues to boom. Shannon Overby at the Convention and Visitors Bureau says more than 85% of rooms are booked this summer. That continues to generate current and future construction.
We currently have about 34 lodging properties in our community. We have 8 currently under construction right now. And from what I know, right behind those 8, there's about 4 or 5 others that are trying to work deals to come in our market.
Overby says to check room availability, you can go online to the CVB's website, visitaggieland.com. WTAW News Time, 7:10. It's 74 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. We'll have more at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zornemann Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
Zornemann Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to RE/MAXBCS.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Ashley Furniture Home Store, American Lube Center, Team Auto, and Subway. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If someone depends on you financially, chances are you need life insurance. Life insurance provides cash to your family to help meet many important financial needs, like funeral expenses, mortgage payments, and college tuition. A top myth about life insurance is that it's not affordable. Give me a call today at 694-1555 and let me show you how affordable a life insurance plan through W.E. Gibson Insurance can be.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. When it comes to roofing warranties, how much do you really understand and how good are they? At Schulte Roofing, we make them easy to understand. For example, our workmanship warranty is for the life of your roof. That's it. No tricks, no gimmicks, just solid professional roof installations. Schulte Roofing is the only place that's offering a lifetime workmanship warranty. There are no holes in our installations or the guarantees that back them up. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Good morning at 7:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Some sunshine will develop today. It'll help warm things up. We're going to get to near 90 this afternoon. Could see a shower or a thunderstorm pop up later today. Skies will gradually clear tonight. Lows will fall back to 70 to 75. Sunshine and warm weather for tomorrow. Temperatures close to 90 during the afternoon. Generally clear tomorrow night, 70 to 75. It'll be sunny on Wednesday, highs Wednesday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll look at your sports, Aggie baseball in the Houston Regional, advancing to the championship game, which is tonight right here on News Talk 1620. The Bombers are undefeated so far and had their first shutout last night. NCAA West preliminary rounds for track and field, and we've got NHL and NBA playoffs to boot. All that in sports at 7:50.
There you are, a Chicago alderman calling for the city to raise its minimum wage to $15 an hour, okay, in response to Mayor Rahm Emanuel's 45-day ultimatum for area leaders to draft wage reform to address the city's growing inequity problem. Well, of course, because if pay is unequal, we should always lift the others up.
To how much?
$15 an hour. Current minimum wage in Chicago is $8.25 an hour. And that's fine. You can do that.
I wish their neighboring cities all the best.
Exactly, because it'll certainly, well, we'll see how that works
Granite
out.
Granite City's looking pretty good.
I'm just saying, you know, that'll cause your burger to probably have to go up a little bit just because they're going to be able to pay that. Just do what they have to do. unintended consequences, but you know they know exactly what'll happen out of that. But that's fine. We'll just do that. A Mexican newspaper recently rigged paper towel dispensers to select corporate mall and cinema toilets around Mexico City with Wi-Fi printers. When patrons reached for the towels, the machine instead would spit out real-time breaking news on each sheet. QR codes then would direct users to the free newspaper website.
That's actually kind of cool, except for the fact that it probably takes a while to print. You're going, I just want to dry my hands.
Yes. Got
to
do that. Anyway, see how that all works out for them. The longest article on Wikipedia, about the, I just says so much, is an article about the second edition of Dungeons & Dragons Dragon Master's Guide. Okay. used to hold the record, but today the longest article is a list of law clerks for the Supreme Court. Oh, that makes me feel so much better. Yeah, Dungeons and Dragons used to be the longest article on Wikipedia until this one came.
Dork, 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 dork.
We didn't have time to talk about this earlier this morning, but Edward Snowden telling folks that, and the New York Times reports, that NSA collecting huge numbers of images of people.
Yep.
Okay. But the reason they're doing it...
It's for our safety, right?
It, of course. Of course it is. It's to make sure that you understand that this facial recognition quality images, these millions of images that they're capturing, is so that we can find the terrorists in our midst. Okay. Just want to let you know. Doesn't have anything to do with you. It has to do with the bad people that are out there.
It sounds like a great idea, but the
of course it does.
Fungible nature of the definition of terrorist puts us all at risk in the future.
Well, and as we discussed, there could be an opportunity where the Army could just take care of things when they needed to. Excuse me, the military could take care of things when they needed to, just with the stroke of a pen or the wave of a hand of the president going, that'll be fine, you can take those people
away
now.
That's just... That thing, man, just scared... freaks me out from Friday, man.
But once again, as we've talked about before, for a long time, the British have had a system that captures license plates on the roads. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of images of license plates. Well, you know, they store that someplace so they can tell where a person was at a certain time on a certain day. So, and if you're okay with that, then that's fine. No winner on Saturday night's Powerball lottery, so Wednesday's drawing is worth $192 million if you want to do that. It's 114 cash value. And, you know, your chances to win are 175.2 million to one, but what the heck. So how about Lefty, the golf dude?
Phil Mickelson. Yeah, no kidding, right?
Okay, in case you didn't hear about this, it broke on Friday, you may not have. The FBI is investigating Phil Mickelson for insider trading, and he's actually kind of the third hand on this deal. Carl Icahn, who's been around for a long, long time, he's bought and sold companies. He's an investor dude, big time. And then there's a fellow named Bill Walters, and what Bill Walters does is he bets a lot on sports. He's one of those people who basically makes a living by gambling. Apparently, the feds are investigating whether Carl Icahn told Bill Walters that he was going to make a takeover bid for Clorox, and after which, apparently, Walters tells this to Phil Mickelson, and they both purchased stock before the takeover bid became public. Now, Carl Icahn says, for my part, I've been doing this kind of thing for 50 years, and I've got an unblemished record, so this is not insider information. And Mickelson, of course, playing in a golf tournament probably this weekend, said, I've done absolutely nothing wrong, and I'll fully cooperate with the FBI to get this matter resolved. So, nothing like having the FBI on your back while you're playing golf.
No kidding.
Just one thing to
think about. No pressure or nothing.
Let's hear it. Well, no, as Lee Trevino said, pressure is when you're trying to make a $10 putt when you got $5 in your pocket. That's pressure. That's fair. Elderly couple in Washington State outwitted an armed robber. Jim and Betty Leha of Milton, Washington, had just come home from the casino, had $500 cash in their pocket. All of a sudden, a man storms into their house. That's the word. Came storming into his house. Had a gun. Demanded money. Jim, who's 80...
Do we know what kind of gub it was?
Don't know what kind of gub it was. A hand gub, I guess. 85-year-old Jim says, hey, I'm 85. If you want to shoot, go ahead and shoot.
Whoa! Calling his bluff.
I love
that's
that.
Right. Someone's feeling lucky.
That's right. The perp then runs into the bedroom and starts tearing the place up, looking for valuables. That's when Jim gets the idea, pull out the old key fob, hit the car alarm. Which he did.
Good thinking.
Yeah, it starts honking and, you know, raising heck out there in the driveway. That scares the robber who ran out, who was, there was a car waiting on him outside, so he dives in the door and he's out. Betty, for her part, says, maybe between the two of us, we could have taken him down. she's got spunk.
I love her.
That's right. And he ain't going to get my money. I know that. So they've been married 66 years. So, anyway.
That's cool.
Kung Fu fighters in their spare time, maybe. 1,000 people were asked, the most disliked man in America. Here are your top seven, because we don't do 10. Number 7 was Aaron Hernandez.
Mm.
That's the New England Patriots football player who apparently kills people in his spare time, allegedly.
More than just a couple of them, allegedly.
Yeah, number six, Phil Spector, who apparently killed somebody, allegedly. Number five, Justin Bieber, just because he's Justin Bieber.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty much.
He hasn't even killed anyone yet.
I know. Well, I mean,
allegedly.
Really?
That we know of.
Allegedly.
Number four is Conrad Murray. He was the Michael Jackson doctor. Hate I know that. Number three, O.J. Simpson, who can't find his wife's killer because they've got him in prison.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
He's out on a golf course somewhere if they'll just let O.J. out to find him. Number two, Bernie Madoff, and number one, Donald Sterling. So there you are.
Oh, wow, he jumped up there quick.
Yeah, well, again, part of that may have to do with just awareness. So he probably gets some extra points as far as that goes, just awareness. So WKRP, of course, we liked that because
one
it was
of the best
about
TV
radio.
Shows ever.
Yeah, it really wasn't, but you know, it was about radio, so true. We always thought that was cool. 35th reunion going to take place on Wednesday when Howard Hessman, who played Johnny Fever, and Tim Reed, who didn't do anything else other than play Venus Flytrap, and Lonnie Anderson, we know her, and the creator of the show will be on hand to celebrate at the Paley Center in Beverly Hills. They're apparently going to televise it, or they'll stream it. It'll be on the internet at thepaleycenter.org if you want to see. And that's all we want to do is see what Lonnie Anderson looks like now.
Molly Maid would like to remind everyone that it is Best of the Brazos time. Put the most trusted name in professional home cleaning to work for you. The cleaning pros at Molly Maid will clean your home, leaving you plenty of time to cast votes for all your favorites. Taking care of America's homes for more than 30 years. Call Molly Maid today. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. And don't forget to vote for your Best of the Brazos.
My journey with breast cancer started 5 years ago.
Mine with colon cancer in 07.
I was diagnosed last summer.
I had so many questions.
What's next?
How will life change?
The answer was St. Joseph, with their specialized doctors, advanced technology, and compassionate team, close to everything familiar.
My kids.
The office.
And home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph. Expert care, closer to home. Visit st-joseph.org.
Come celebrate the legendary Dixie Chicken's 40th birthday Saturday, June 14th with drink specials, live music, and the back porch style atmosphere. Live music starts at 11 and features Rose Hill, Clayton Gardner, Dub Miller, headliner Roger Krager, and more. Be on hand as the Chicken celebrates 40 years as Northgate's longest running tradition with drink specials and the classic Dixie Chicken burgers. That's Saturday, June 14th, kicking off at 11 with live music on the back porch at the Dixie Chicken.
Say no to POTS. Say no to POTS,
or plain old telephone service, is a technical term for phone service provided by a long-distance carrier. VoIPDoneRight.com, powered by Downtown IT, is the local Aggie-engineered solution for your business phone system. No long-distance charges, no expensive equipment to purchase, just reliable phone service that saves you money. Please call us for a free consultation at your business at 979-820-VOIP. VoIPDoneRight.com. Say no to POTS.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Are you in the medical field or health and wellness business? Then advertising your business in the upcoming summer issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is good business. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. So advertise in Brazos Wellness Magazine. Increase your business. Make more money. For more information, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Bring your family and friends to Bluebell Park from 6 to 9 on June 13th for the Chamber's tribute and salute to our first responders, brought to you by St. Joseph's Health System.
I'm Chief Kepps. We're looking forward to playing the fire department's Hot Stuff team, sponsored by Atkinson Toyota.
And I'm Jeannie Smith. Your local McDonald's franchise is the proud sponsor of the police department's Cold Steel team.
Help support our Chamber and the 100 Club to recognize their financial contribution to our community.
Order your tickets at bcschamber.org or call the Chamber at 260-5000. 5200.
Good morning. It's 726. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Well, kind of in a little pattern here as we're in June, so of course that happens. Highs, though, only around 90, so that'll be all right. Lows will be in the middle 70s. We do have a slight chance of showers today at about 20%. Might pop up or not. Southeasterly winds at 8 miles an hour, 97% relative humidity, cloudy skies, and 74 right now.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The Government Accountability Office released an audit of Michelle Obama's anti-obesity program, the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act. Now, since the law went into effect last year, 48 of the 50 states report that Mucho Maybell's food rules have caused challenges. Among the challenges, kids are throwing out their fruits and veggies, student boycotts. Hungry students are turning into food activists. The complicated rules are leading to bizarre menu listings, like cheese stick with shrimp. Now, the school districts are fed up. 321 of them have left the Michelle Obama food program, and some of them have even been brave enough to criticize it publicly. Under Obama, food stamps have doubled, but since Michelle got her hands on a school lunch program, over a million kids have stopped participating. Apparently, they'd rather starve than choke down what Michelle thinks is good for them. Moving on, the Department of Education's National Center for Education Stats released a study revealing that more than half of the public schools in America are in need of repair, major repairs. Total cost would run near $200 billion. These are shovel-ready jobs. The work needs to be done right now, or else, as always. So this is where things stand. We've got millions of kids going to schools that are crumbling around them. They're throwing out their fruits and their veggies, and they're eating cheese sticks with shrimp. What are we doing to our children?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648. That's 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
ANCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. ANCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. A College Station man was arrested Friday for beating his roommate's puppy with a belt in March, and the pup is now in the care of an adopted family. 23-year-old Keanan Harper is out of jail on bond on a charge of animal cruelty. According to the arrest report, neighbors living in the Heritage Apartments on Dartmouth told police they heard the sounds of a dog crying like it was being tortured. Harper told officers the 10-pound shepherd mix puppy was being disciplined for tearing up the apartment and eating a cable box. The dog was taken to the A&M Animal Hospital to be treated for injuries that included shock, head trauma, bruises, and cuts. It was released to the Humane Society, where it was adopted by one of the hospital veterinarians. Two people died and two others were injured following a pair of one-vehicle wrecks in Bryan. Police say on Saturday night, 42-year-old Anthony Miller lost control of his vehicle on North Texas and crashed near Old Hearn Road. Saturday morning, 23-year-old German Rodarte was killed after the car he was riding in went off the road, struck a tree, then a pipe fence. This was on Hilton Road off Sandy Point between FM 2818 and Highway 21. The other passenger and the driver were taken to St. Joseph's, where they were listed in stable condition. 50 years after the United States entered the Vietnam War, a Brazos Valley memorial is dedicated to those who served, died, and are still missing.
The $150,000 memorial depicts three soldiers preparing to jump out of a Texas-built Huey helicopter into a hot LZ, or hot landing zone. The president of the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial Board, retired Lieutenant General Randy House, piloted and jumped out of Huey's.
It is our hope that this sculpture will forever focus visitors to the selfless service and personal sacrifices Vietnam vets made serving their country during trying times. This ceremony is for you.
Three Texas A&M graduates are among Vietnam vets still missing. The children of two attended the dedication. Karoni Forrester lives in Austin, the Texas State Coordinator of the National League of POW MIA Families.
What's going on here today is so important to provide a place for quiet reflection. This monument here will stand forever to recognize the service of our veterans, to honor those that didn't make it back. It is a space for us to say thank you and to gently remember those left behind.
The crowd, estimated at 1,000, not only filled the bleachers, but in some areas stood four rows deep. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
More than 85% of local hotel and motel rooms are booked this summer. Shannon Overby at the Convention and Visitors Bureau says they moved their offices earlier than planned due to their involvement in several large events, beginning this weekend with the Great American Basketball Shootout.
Immediately following that, starting June the 9th for the entire week, will be 4-H. That was the event that we were able to successfully bring back to our community last summer. And then first part of July, July 3rd, for 10 days, we will have the Youth World Cup, and that's an equestrian event with people from all over the world. And then, of course, 7-on-7 and primetime sports, the 7-on-7 football tournament that will be back out at Veterans Park this year.
Overby says in addition to 34 lodging locations now open, eight more are under construction, and she knows of four or five that are looking to locate in the Twin Cities. Federal regulators are proposing fines of more than $130,000 following the death of a construction worker at Kyle Field last December. A news release from OSHA announced five violations, two of them willful, between two subcontractors. Those companies have 15 days to appeal. OSHA's area director in Austin was quoted in the news release stating, "These experienced contractors failed to provide employees with safe demolition procedures despite concerns from workers, and this disregard for worker safety is unacceptable and will not be tolerated." What is being done to recruit, hire, and retain minority teachers and administrators in the Bryan School District is the subject of a report scheduled to be heard during today's school board workshop. Retention was among the issues raised by Bryan Pastor W.C. Green, who told the board 2 weeks ago he's been working since 1978 to bring and keep principals of color.
Dr. Gordon challenged me. He said, "We'll go out and find some people and we'll put them in position." I did that. Put them in principalships, but we didn't have the power to retain them. They left and went to Old Dean, or they went to College Station, or either went to Katy.
Today's workshop starts at noon at the Bryan ISD Central Office. Driving between Navasota and Brenham will be a little more complicated for the better part of 2 years. That's after the Texas Transportation Commission awarded a contract to replace three bridges on Highway 105 over the Navasota and Brazos Rivers, along with Coles Creek. Construction on the more than $24 million project starts this fall and will continue through the winter of 2016. The State Fire Marshal's Office is continuing a series of public meetings regarding the storage of ammonium nitrate, the chemical at the center of the fertilizer plant explosion in West last year. June meetings include the evening of the 25th at Bryan High School Auditorium and the following evening in Grimes County at the Iola Community Center. WTAW News Time, 7:36. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
There's a new lender in town with familiar faces. Brazos County Bank is open in Bryan at 4282 Boonville Road in Suite 200. President Lance Lindsay and Vice President Scott Henniger are heading up Brazos County Bank, and they're both longtime residents and experienced bankers from the Bryan College Station area. Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville. For over 120 years, they've had the pleasure of serving their customers throughout East Texas. Their longstanding tradition of excellent customer service and stability, combined with their solid reputation, means they can provide competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. Customer relationships are what they do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let them be your lender. Contact Brazos County Bank, 979-776-3088, and experience what solid local community banking can do for you. Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Hope Pregnancy Center and the A&M College of Medicine's chapter of the Christian Medical Association are hosting Gifted Hands, Gifted Lives, an evening with Dr. Benjamin Carson. In 2013, Dr. Carson spoke Truth to Power at the National Prayer Breakfast. On August 26, you can hear him at Rota Auditorium speaking boldly on the issues of today. Event sponsorships, including a private reception with Dr. Carson, may be purchased through Hope Pregnancy Center. Call 979-695-9193 or visit partnerwithhope.org.
When it comes to the roof over your head, you can depend on Lone Star Roof Systems. Lone Star Roof Systems installs all types of roofing, including metal and tile. They provide homeowners peace of mind by exceeding manufacturer specifications, completing jobs on time, and offering lifetime material and labor warranties. Contact Lone Star Roof Systems today for a free estimate. Click MyAggieRoofer.com and vote Aggie-owned and operated Lone Star Roof Systems for best roofer in the Brazos Valley at bestofthebrazos.com.
It's time to vote for the best the Brazos Valley has to offer. It's the 14th year for the best of the Brazos, and it's your chance to vote for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. So what are your favorite places for dining, banking, buying a car, and health and wellness? You can vote on the web now at bestofthebrazos.com. Click bestofthebrazos.com. Vote now in the 14th annual Best of the Brazos Valley, celebrating everything excellent in the Brazos Valley since 2000.
Good morning, it's 7:39, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Becoming partly sunny today, there's the chance for a shower or a thunderstorm. Temperatures today up to about 85 to near 90. Clearing skies overnight, lows 70 to 75. We'll have sunny, warm weather tomorrow, highs will reach 90. Tomorrow night, clear, lows 70 to 75. It'll be sunny Wednesday. Temperatures will range from 90 to 95. That hot weather will continue to build across us Thursday and Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Tyler Stubblefield gave us a heroic performance.
He did indeed. His first complete game, and the Aggies advanced to the championship against the University of Texas at Austin this evening. Game live right here on WTAW. So we've got Aggie baseball. We've got Brazos Valley Bombers baseball. The NHL and NBA playoffs, plus Major League Baseball, and a whole lot more. Coming up, we'll do it for you in sports here in about 11 minutes.
You know, one of the cool things in the NCAAs is that somebody steps up who you hadn't planned on. You know, if a team goes farther than everybody anticipated, it's because somebody did something that they had not done in the past. And, you know, what Stubblefield did last night may end up making the difference. We'll see what happens tonight.
Oh, without question.
But, you know, to ask a freshman to come in and throw a complete game, pretty cool.
A&M had to have it, though, because they needed the pitching staff today.
Yeah. Bratson, I think, has more hits than anybody in the regional, which is kind of cool, being a hometown boy.
Yep.
And the other thing that's interesting is sometimes the stars don't do very well. I was watching the Louisville-Kentucky game, and Louisville has the player of the year in their conference, and Kentucky has A.J. Reed, the home run guy and, you know, player of the year in the SEC. And between the two of them, they've had two hits for the entire tournament. So, you know, every once in a while, the guys you count on can't do it, and then you have surprises.
You have to drop back and punt.
We'll have the, so to speak.
Yes.
We'll have that broadcast right here.
On yes, sir.
WTAW tonight. First pitch at 6, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, it was originally scheduled for 7, but I think they've been, they did some manipulation last night even, because when they found out it was going to be Texas A&M, they bumped Arkansas off ESPN,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, because so it's Arkansas, and who cares?
They went, this is a much better game.
Probably so. Is there a record for the longest strike in bowling? Well, could well be now.
I saw it.
Did you?
Wait, what?
Yeah, a video has gone viral showing a bowler completing a 120-foot strike. Standing at the entrance of the bowling alley, Joey Augustine hurls the ball across the carpeted floor, down the lane before knocking down all the pins. Joey works as the manager at the Seaside Lanes Bowling Alley in Virginia Beach, and it was filmed while the building was empty. Used a pink 14-pound bowling ball. Did it on the 6th attempt. Okay. See how that is. 120 feet, that's twice the length of a bowling alley, as we all know.
It's the dude perfect of bowling.
Yeah, I guess so. That's, yeah, okay. Maybe we'll have the dude perfect guys do that with a basketball. That would be tough to knock down 10 bowling pins with a basketball.
Or throw a bowling ball through a basketball hoop. Yeah. That'd be fun.
Oh, that's it. one more. A Wisconsin woman lost her 17 cats to the Humane Society after her unsanitary apartment was condemned. So, of course, what does Leanne Shore do but go break into the shelter to try to steal the cats back? She got arrested. Just saying, it's probably not the best thing to do. Apple, you know, who just spent $3 billion for these Beats headphones.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Tom Cruise's kid. Oh, no, that's a different... Some
Gwyneth
celebrity
Paltrow,
named their kid.
I believe.
Yeah, that's the one.
Who is it?
Gwyneth
Paltrow's daughter's named Apple.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, so the real Apple, the big Apple.
That's right, yeah.
Billion-dollar
Apple.
That's
New York.
Yeah, okay. Well, the other Apple just plunked down, you know, $3 billion for Beats, which includes a streaming music service. Is this going to work? Do we know?
I
think they bought Beats just to get their... catalog.
Right, but I mean, is this gonna work?
It's interesting. There were a lot of people who just said, why even bother to compete at this point? I mean,
right.
There's any number of streaming services. Why now? So, and they're starting their WWDC convention today.
Oh, are they? This is where what they
I guess that's like saying ATM machine, Worldwide Developers Convention there, and they'll be announcing a lot of stuff.
Oh boy, new toys.
iOS 8, iPhone 6, all slated to be mentioned.
In time for Christmas?
Yeah.
Ah.
No doubt.
Most importantly, got to get it out there on the market so people will do that. MySpace wants you back. Badly. Even if it requires a little bit of blackmail, the social network is emailing their users old photographs of themselves in hopes of enticing them to return to MySpace. The emails include one or two old photos in a line that reads, "The good, the rad, and what were you thinking?" Along with a link that lets users go to their profile. MySpace has 15 billion user photos in its database and still appears to be popular among some music lovers. Facebook, by comparison, 250 billion photos in its database. So,
good Lord.
MySpace saying, come on back, we miss you.
That site has changed drastically.
When was the last time you were there?
I don't know.
That's the whole point.
Wow.
That's the whole point.
And I don't mean that in a good way.
Really? No. Okay. Yeah. No. That's why they want you back. They think that's a good new look, and maybe they're trying to get you to join along. How about this? The Miss USA. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I just got to the page too. It is completely different.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I said sorry.
Play on your own time. That's exactly. Everybody's racing to get to work now so that they can go to their MySpace page. And they're going, wow, that was the last time I was there. The Miss USA pageant coming up this Sunday. And here's what they'll have. 268 cans of hairspray. 8 miles of hair extensions.
Wow.
Holy cow.
That's false advertising. That I don't think that should be. 1,000 pairs of eyelashes. 120 tubes of lip gloss, cartridges of spray tan, 150 cartridges of spray tan. God, what are these? Are these pasty white globs from West Virginia who they bring in and reshape as a Miss USA pageant?
Do you want them to just roll out of bed with their bed head and everything and walk out on the stage?
No,
everything beyond that's false advertising, Scott.
I'm just saying, though, that, I mean, I would think that you'd at least want to have, you know, your natural skin color kind of thing rather than, you know, be that John Boehner orange. I mean, that's what I'm thinking, but... Nonetheless, if they do that, then you don't get to hear the real essence of who they are.
Okay. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map.
That's right.
Why do you think this is?
I personally believe
U.S. Americans?
That U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and
Africa,
everywhere, like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help that
Why are you picking on them?
Countries
so
we will be able to build up our future.
Wrap it up.
Right, yeah, okay. Why don't they just give them all iPhones? With Google Maps installed. I mean, wouldn't that be easy?
They could get their own Obama phone.
That's right. There are going to be 200 evening gowns. There will be 240 swimsuits and 20 bottles of roll-on butt glue. Keeps the bikini bottoms in place.
Yep. No sliding.
Speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One, when people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet. Kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
As a parent, do you feel like the only thing your children want is for you to ensure that every waking moment of their day is filled with fun and excitement? Well, ball games and trips to the zoo are great, but what they really want is you. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. I remember taking my 11-year-old son, Troy, on a business trip with me. I was hoping we'd get some time to do the zoo and do the things that he wanted to do. But somehow, time just got away. To start with, we were out the door to catch the 6 a.m. flight. Then we landed late after a delay and barely had time to get through a drive-thru for lunch. I made it to my speaking engagement, but there was no time left for sightseeing, the very thing I'd hoped to do with him. We had to get to the airport for the flight home. Headed toward our gate at the airport, I was exhausted, cranky, and felt like I'd failed to give Troy the very time he needed with me. And that's when I heard Troy say from behind me, running to the gate, "What a great day!" Just then, I realized my son just wanted to be with me. Remember that with your own sons and daughters. Sure, take them to the ball game and the zoo, but let them tag along when you run regular errands to the store, when you're tinkering around with the car. They love to have fun with Dad, but sometimes all they want is to be with you. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
And now, another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith.
A man who's in the Federal Witness Protection Program told us he recently left his quiet, anonymous row house and went to Golfsmith. Because right now, when you buy $99 worth of Adidas golf apparel or shoes, you get a $25 gift card. And we hope Jimmy Collin of 3792 Morningside Lane becomes a regular... Oh, no. Right now, spend $99 or more on Adidas products and get a $25 gift card. Only at Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It's 7:51. In the 2014 NCAA Baseball Tournament, Houston Regional, Texas sent the Aggies into the loser's bracket on Friday. A&M dispatched George Mason on Saturday. Then they ran into the number one seed of the tournament, Rice, after the Maroon and White fell 6-0 going into the seventh. Cole Langford went yard.
Drives this one to deep right. Cook to the wall. It's gone. Grand slam, Langford.
And then Coach Childress tossed in the 10th after a strange call on a flyout. And
the first pitch gets away. Ball game. Aggies stay alive.
A&M wins on a wild pitch in the bottom of the 10th. Hashtag Olsen Magic at Reckling. Then it was on to Texas. Yes, again. Tyler Stubblefield threw his first career complete game, punching out the last batter with a 2-2 curveball.
Ball game. Tyler Stubblefield, the freshman, sends us to Monday.
So the Aggies spent almost 11 hours at Reckling Park yesterday to finish off a 3-2 victory over Texas. Stubblefield allowed just 4 hits and 2 earned runs. Aggie skip Rob Childress told the team it would take a heroic effort to pull off the win.
Tyler Stubblefield gave us a heroic performance. You know, told our team it's going to take a lot of heroes if we're going to make a run in this tournament. And, you know, we're going to have to catch lightning in a bottle somehow, some way. And there's a lot of different ways to catch that, whether it be, you know, a defensive play or somebody catching fire offensively or somebody stepping up on the mound. We've had a lot of different people do that thus far, but, you know, we still haven't done anything yet. We put ourselves in position to have a chance tomorrow, but we've got to be able to go and finish and play well again tomorrow.
In what could have been an old Southwest Conference championship, it's the Aggies and Longhorns in the championship game this evening, pregame at 5:30, first pitch at 6 on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. We'll keep it in baseball for just a sec. With the first shutout of the year, the Brazos Valley Bombers ended their season-opening four-game road swing with a 4-0 victory over the Woodland Strikers last night. In the final day of the NCAA West preliminary rounds, they produced a dozen entries for Texas A&M into the NCAA Track and Field Championships with a pair of school records set by Wayne Davis II in the 110 hurdles and Bria Garrett in the hammer throw. In the NHL, it's the Los Angeles Kings and the New York Rangers in Game 1 for Lord Stanley's Cup, which starts on Wednesday. Marian Gaborik scored late in regulation, and Alex Martinez beat Corey Crawford at 5:47, but they had to do it in OT.
Martinez with a shot. Tipped. Score! Kings win the game! Alex Martinez with a shot from the blue line! The Kings are going to the Stanley Cup Final!
Kings beat Chicago in Chicago 5-4 in Game 7. In the NBA, San Antonio fought off Father Time, the league MVP, and injuries to boot to get to the NBA Finals. The Spurs beat Oklahoma City 112-107 in OT Saturday in Game 6 of the Western Conference Finals to set up the big meet rematch with the Miami Heat, who took the championship from the Spurs last year after trailing 3-2, and Tim Duncan has not forgotten about that.
We've got some experience, obviously, from last year against them. We'll go back and look at some film, and we've got that bad taste in our mouth still, so hopefully we'll be ready to take it this time.
San Antonio hosts Game 1 with the Heat Thursday night. They'll start that one at 7. Yu Darvish struck out 12 over 8 innings, and the Rangers beat the Washington Nationals 2-0 yesterday to avert the 3-game sweep. Darvish, however, almost got pulled because he was starting to get tired and hot.
No doubt about it. I just wanted to make sure he was all right. You know, when he came in the seventh, he said he was feeling the heat a little bit, but he felt good enough to go back out there. And I just wanted to make sure he was still feeling good. And he told me he could get him, and he did.
Down the road in Houston.
2-2 to Machado, swinging a high fly ball deep left field. Back it goes. It is gone for a grand slam.
Machado hit his first career grand slam, and the O's beat the Stros 9-4. In the PGA, Hideki Matsuyama parred the first playoff hole to beat Kevin Na in the Memorial. Matsuyama closed with a 3-under 69, 13-under for his first PGA Tour victory. In NASCAR action, Jimmy Johnson earned his second NASCAR victory in as many weeks as he took the checkered flag at the FedEx 400 at Dover. And finally, goals by Fabian Johnson and Clint Dempsey led the United States over Turkey 2-1 for the Americans' second straight win in their World Cup send-off series. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
If you are a sports fan, you just got to have Suddenlink. Boy, I was in hog heaven yesterday, except for the whole nerve-wracking part of A&M baseball going down to the very last inning again. To find out more about what you want to get for switching up, well, all you got to do is call and give them a holler. It's 1-800-915-1866. If you're thinking about switching up from your current provider, you're going to get the SL200 HD TV, 15.0 internet, and home phone for only $30 a month per service when you bundle them all together. And you can get Suddenlink's 30-day We Promise guarantee, too. So you're not going to be locked into anything because there's no contract. So you're not going to be stuck there for 2 years. And more importantly, again, it's a We Promise guarantee. You can get your money back if it's not for you. Switch up today. Do what I did. Call 1-800-915-1866. And it's even easier to do online than ever before at Suddenlink.com with all the movies and all the stuff that you want to see. Suddenlink is definitely the way to go.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Last year, you voted the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum as the best tourist attraction in the Best of the Brazos Valley competition. This year, they need your vote again. Cast your votes online starting June 1st, or pick up a ballot at the Bush Library. While you're there, be sure to see the exhibit, Offshore Drilling, The Promise of Discovery, through February 1st, 2015. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu. Vote Bush Library in the 2014 Best of the Brazos Valley Competition.
About a minute till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Daily Variety says NBC trying to get $4.5 million for a commercial running in this year's Super Bowl 49, and the season hadn't even started yet. Super Bowl 48 last year, 30-second commercial cost $4 million. Nielsen said 111.5 million viewers saw the commercials that ran during the game. It's been the most watched TV show, of course, for the past 5 years. Interestingly enough, for their part, NBC has likely already sold up about a quarter of the available commercials in the Super Bowl. Various sponsors, of course, don't want to talk about that. And also, they get a break, because if they've been buying for years, you know, you're not going to hammer Budweiser and make them pay $4.5 million.
I don't know. I would.
Well, I understand, but
that's because you're a greedy capitalist pig.
That's it. Anyway, Feb 1, 2015. Mark your calendars in case you didn't know. And they're going to be playing at the University of Phoenix Stadium, which is amazing because the University of Phoenix
doesn't have a football team.
Right. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station, Bryan. A whole week of high temperatures in the lower 90s, and lows will be in the mid 70s. It's 74 right now.